If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon pull apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon pull apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much-needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Yeah. All right, let's go around the room. I'm going to see what's on your mind. Lots in your heads. I can see it. Your heads are bulging. And we got to find Froggy. Froggy's missing in action.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where did he go? Oh, there he is.
Hi, Froggy. Froggy's back.
Hello.
Did you have to go do a little poo-poo? Little pee-pee?
No. Poo-poo, I have to take care of something down the hall. Nothing bodily involved.
Oh, I was thinking. Right.
No, not at work.
Okay. Really? We'll start with Gandhi stirring it up. What's on your mind today, Gandhi?
Okay, so I know a lot of people are always talking about how important it is to be nice, and I was thinking it's kind of a crock of crap because being nice is oftentimes something that you do because you want to be polite, you don't want to cause any problems, and you want approval from people. Being a good person is far more important. So I want us all focus on being a good person, not necessarily a nice person, because sometimes you're just being nice and you're not giving somebody what they need to know, what they need to hear, and helping them in your life, in their life. Be a good person. Don't worry about being a nice person.
So what are you trying to say?
Elvis, that sweatshirt does you no favors.
See, you're a good person by saying it, but not a nice person.
I'm not right. So sure about that one.
No, but I mean, we all have those friends, right?
What you just said to him.
Well, I was joking about that, Danielle.
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes honesty and direction for friends doesn't always mean you're being nice. It means you're being a good person.
Right, and it's important. You all have the friend who enables you to do very stupid things because they're trying to be nice and not hurt your feelings. Be a good person. Don't focus so much on being nice. That's all.
I get it. Okay. I totally think that's great advice. What about you, Scary? What's up with you today?
So I didn't realize this, but I started incorporating ghee, which is like pure butter, into my diet because I felt like that, you know, butter has impurities. So somebody somewhere said, oh, no, get ghee. It's healthier for you. So
I like how you used to say somebody somewhere say get ghee.
Well, they said, well, first of all, they promoted it at places like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. And it's like, oh, it's pure. It's natural. All the impurities of butter are gone from it. I just realized from Gandhi saying, because she did a side-by-side comparison, that I'm just injecting more fat, more pure fat into my body.
Exactly.
I'm thinking scrambled eggs with ghee. I'm like, oh my God, it tastes so much better.
Hey, by the way, there's nothing wrong with using ghee. As a matter of fact, you can just leave it out. You don't have to refrigerate it.
Yes.
You know? It's in, you know, and of course, Gandhi will tell you that a lot of Indian cooking uses ghee as well.
Indian cooking, yeah.
So I started jumping on the ghee bandwagon.
Don't and get
I'm
off
like,
it, man.
I'm like melting it down and I'm dipping lobster in it. I'm like, oh, instead of butter.
You
don't have to melt it down.
It's already. My goodness.
That's a healthy bite of lobster and ghee. Here's the thing. My favorite line again was, somebody somewhere told me to eat ghee. But the question is, who was it? I don't know, but it sounds so natural and so much better.
It was a TikTok video, of course.
Oh, my God.
I think it was Bobby Approved. You guys watch Bobby? You that guy?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with eating ghee, but just don't fool yourself into thinking it's your healthy butter.
Yeah.
That's all.
I thought it was a healthier butter.
Ghee is delicious, but you're like mainlining
ghee's great.
Fat.
Love ghee. So, producer Sam, happy Passover to you.
Thank you so much, Elvis.
And thanks for coming in every day. We love you. So what's on your mind today?
I want to institute a law that if any streaming service buys a show, they have to buy the entire show because I've been bamboozled and it's only partly my fault. I was watching the show Suits and I thought I had finished it and we finished what was on Netflix and I'm like, oh. What a crap finale. That wasn't good at all. So I went online, basically Googled why was the finale crap, and I read a whole bunch of spoilers. I'm like, I didn't see any of this. I didn't know they didn't offer the last season.
So really?
And I've never heard of that before.
We talked about this on the show. I don't think Sam was listening.
Sam wasn't listening at that
that's
moment.
That's okay.
But that's why would I expect that otherwise? I read the whole thing. I'm like, son of a bitch. So now, yeah, I'm going to go finish it elsewhere, but I already know what's going to happen, so whatever. Just buy the whole damn thing, everyone. Netflix, I'm coming for you.
It is unusual, I think, for a network to carry the entire series. Not to carry the entire series.
I feel like sometimes it happens where they'll carry a lot of the seasons that are older, and then they have to wait to get the newer seasons.
Well, then they should have gotten it. It's available.
Sorry.
Netflix.
I'm sure it's all a money thing at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Hey, Danielle, what's on your mind today?
I want to shout out to all the sport parents out there. You guys know who you are, who are running around to all the sporting events every single weekend or every single day, practices, and getting this kid to that and that kid to this and making sure you're there or whatever. It's a lot, but at the end of the day, it is so rewarding to watch your kids succeed in whatever sport that they choose. And one day, you damn well miss it. Because I'll tell you, I've only got one that we're running around right now, but he's got two sports going on, so that's a lot. But I miss seeing Spencer out on the field every single day because he's in the UK, so I get to see him via Zoom or via whatever. But it's not the same, so you miss it. So I'm telling you, enjoy it. Enjoy it, because you will miss it one day.
It is exhausting hearing you and all my other friends who have kids. And it's nonstop. Well, we have to take little Becky to, you know, twirling practice, batons, or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's all sports. There's sports there, and it takes up a lot of their lives.
Yeah.
But they all seem pretty happy. Exactly. They all seem pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Come on, Gandhi, let's have a kid.
Oh, yes, because I want to go to twirling practice.
I know.
You would like soccer practice.
I would. We'll love it.
I think our son would be in the flag corps in marching band.
All right, I'm in. Let's do it.
Hey, Froggy, what's up with you?
So I got home from the weekend, and I had a bunch of laundry to take care of yesterday. So I start doing laundry, and before I realize it, I'm standing at the washing machine and nothing but my underwear. Anybody else do that? You're like, yeah, I'll just wash this too, wash that. I'm like, I'm getting undressed at the washer because I'm like, well, this has to get washed. And if I'm going to do laundry, then might as well do everything.
But now you're naked all day until it's dry.
Right. So I sat around the house in just my underwear for a couple hours while waiting for something to wash and dry. And then I put it back on again. And I'm like, this is really stupid.
You didn't have anything to put on in between? Like,
I could have, but no, I could have, but then that's dirty. So then I got to wash that. So I didn't.
I don't know. I think we kind of lost ourselves over the weekend because all my clean clothes are in the dryer.
Yeah.
They've been there since Friday.
It's weird.
I finally emptied my suitcase yesterday. That was nice.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't done that.
Not mine.
You know, I think I may hold the record. I think when we went to, we were on a vacation somewhere not that long ago. Oh, Turks and Caicos, the Caribbean. I think I went maybe a month before I emptied my suitcase.
Didn't you say you were going to try and use it for the next trip?
Yeah, just keep it packed. I still have sand from Turks and Caicos in there. So stupid, so lazy.